This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 10th of October 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hello. I'm Elohim. I am so happy you are here with me right now. I want to take you on a journey. I want you to be free. You are vibrant. Please enjoy this experience.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. Today's guest, Elohim, is a little bit of a mystery. We know that she's a she, that she resides in LA, and she's a classically trained pianist, and that she's released two songs online this year, The Pop Perfect She Talks Too Much and The Trippy Xanax. But that's about all we know. In her promo pictures, her face is often hidden, and in her interviews, so is her voice, as you're about to hear. This means that the best depiction we get of Elohim is through her music, which sits somewhere between Robin's Nordic pop and the scatty beats of Purity Ring, and talks about her issues with anxiety, the reason for her shrouded image. During a recent trip to London, Elohim came by the Monocle Studios and played us a mega mix of her work and sort of spoke to us about her image through a laptop.
I have anxiety.
Elohim, welcome to Monocle 24. Let's talk a little bit about your image, because obviously you've got a disguised voice, and I know that you wear animal masks and you like to maybe have a little bit of a persona. Why is that? Is that to let the music speak, or do you just not want people to know who you are?
I want my music to speak for itself. I struggle with anxiety. It helps me cope with it while sharing my soul.
I woke up to a heart attack. Now I'm just being dramatic, cause it's massive, panic. It's fueling my heart rate, it's racing, but I'm manic. To believe in. If you were to walk outside and fight like you met the look at beside your car before you even get inside. Every day of my day, my day of my life. Every day of my day, my day of my life. Every day.
how do you get from your initial ideas, because there's so many different layers to your sound, how do you get from the initial idea to the final product?
I love creating weird sounds. I love the juxtaposition of dark and light. I usually record everything myself. I have a beautiful team around me as well. They make me feel comfortable and safe.
We've got your whole team with you here today, and it's quite a production team, and I've heard that you've put on quite a performance. Tell us about your live shows, because they sound pretty spectacular.
My live show is an experience. I want to take people on this journey. I want them to forget about their problems for 30 minutes, while they float away to sound and visuals. It's spiritual for me. And I hope it will be for others as well.
What's next for Elohim?
I plan to put out a body of work. I plan to keep creating. I want to share with the world.
Well, there you have it. We may not have demystified the enigma that is Elohim, but I wouldn't be surprised if her music hits a dance floor near you soon. All I can confirm is that she is a real person, and if you don't believe me, then try to catch one of her live shows soon, which is where her artistry really comes to life. You can find out more information at ElohimOnline.com. You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for music from Martin Phillips of Kiwi band The Chills. But for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.
It's like her lips are tokens, but she's just fun now. It's like she's taking over, she talks too much. It's like the sound of crazy, and it's much too loud. It's like she's taking over, she talks too much. Hey. Hey.
Thank you so much for having me. You are so sweet and beautiful.